Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the listening area. Sunny this afternoon with a high of around 92 degrees. West winds at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 76. And we're expecting another sunny day on Wednesday with a high of around 94. Currently, it's 91 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. We're just an hour away from All Things Considered from NPR News coming up at 4 o'clock. We'll start this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Patrice Melnick and Rosalind Spencer to talk about an event that will take place in Grand Coteau on Thursday evening, 100,000 Poets for Change. And Patrice and Rosalind, I know this is 100,000 Poets for Change was an event, I think, that happened for the first time last year. All over the world, it was a huge success, and there was an event in Lafayette that was also quite successful. So you all are bringing St. Landry Parish into this worldwide event, and you're having kind of a pre-event. The main event, I think, is at the end of September. So tell us just a bit about your part, what you all decided to do to be a part of 100,000 Poets for Change.
Well, we were very inspired by the work of Jonathan Pinton, who is also the editor-in-chief of Unlikely Stories, an organizer for the 100,000 Poets for Change in Lafayette last year. Mm-hmm. He came to Ms. Patrice and asked if she would like to be included this year, and Ms. Patrice then asked me to help her organize with some of the poets in the area to celebrate this great event.
Well, now it doesn't just say 100,000 poets, but it says for change.
Yes.
So that's a very important part of this movement, really. So what were your thoughts about that, Patrice? Why did you involve Rosalind, and what was your thinking about this particular event?
To me, the idea of 100,000 Poets for Change is the idea that artists, creative people can make a positive difference in the world and can inspire change, positive change. And I asked Roz to get involved with us because she really cares about social issues, and she cares about the arts. She's very active in them. She's also really well connected. She knows a lot of different people in different areas, and I knew she could really bring them in. Mm. And she's a positive force.
I mean, that's an ongoing discussion, Rosalind, is how much do the arts and literature actually affect things? You know, I mean, we know that phrase, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword. But there's a lot of feeling now that, you know, writing and particularly literature is something that just happens in private and really doesn't have an effect. You know, that's out there, that attitude. What is your take on it?
Well, I do work a lot with teens. Mm-hmm. I have a group called Project Sound, and we teach spoken word and multimedia art in a classroom. I've had the privilege of working in four different parishes with multiple students from different high schools. And why I decided to start it was because I believe that art and literature does make an impact, and it is very much needed. Actually, I find myself a little troubled by the fact that literary arts and the arts program in general is being taken out of the public school, and what it's doing is leaving us with uncreative children, mm-hmm. children who can only be creative if it's pre-formatted for them, if they're told what is creative or what to do. It's a great thing that the internet and the web has expanded our view of the world, but it's a sad thing if these children don't know how to use it to their best advantage. And so I was very touched and inspired by what 100,000 Poets for Change does for the community, is that it lets them know that the power of word is still important. Mm-hmm. And one example they gave was Arab Spring, the movement there, and that is a huge thing. These people with very little, but just the power of their words, mm-hmm. were able to get it out across nations, and it made a difference. So I do believe there is still a strong argument for literary arts and arts in the community, mm-hmm. and in schools.
Obviously, you're very, very passionate about that. What effect have you seen with the students that you work with? How have you observed that it's changed them?
A lot. Most of the students I work with, they have a lot to say. And one thing I tell my students every time we start a class is, it's easy to talk in the hallways. It's easy to say whatever is at the top of your head. But to stand in front of a crowd and stand in front of a group of people and say what needs to be said, to articulate, to put out there what you truly feel, that actually is a true a true standing of courage. And so I noticed that my children who believed they had all these things to say realized that after the program with us that they really do have something to say, that they know how to say it, that they're able to form those words where before they weren't able to. So I'm really surprised you would think that as talkative as teenagers are now, they would have the ability to say something. But actually, when they get in front of the crowd, they lose their voice. Mm-hmm. And then they realize that they haven't even really formed it yet, mm-hmm. that they haven't formed their own opinion, that they do hear a lot of what everyone else says. But after they get done working with us, they realize they have their own voice and they have something to say.
That's a really interesting distinction that you're making, because we all know teenagers can talk and talk and talk. But you're right, when they actually have to get up in front of others to express something that's serious and important to them, they may not always have those words or that form. So you're able to help them with that.
Yes.
If you have just tuned in, my guests are Rosalind Spencer and Patrice Melnick. They're talking about an event that will take place this Thursday in Grand Coteau. It's a part of the 100,000 Poets for Change movement that began last year all over the world. There was quite a successful event in Lafayette, and this year St. Landry Parish is joining with them as well. So it will be a free event, as all of your events are at Casa Azul, Patrice, because you obviously believe in the power of the word.
Definitely.
And you have a reading series that has gained quite a bit of renown. All kinds of writers have read there. Performers have been in your space, and a lot of people attend. So it's a great forum for people interested in expressing themselves. Well, what is this evening going to look like? You have worked with young people, mm-hmm. but who will be reading on Thursday evening? Who will be performing on Thursday evening?
We wanted to have a nice mix representing different areas. So we asked Dr. Bork, Dara Bork. He is, of course, a former poet laureate. He's well known. He has such a gracious spirit that draws many people to him, and we're really happy to have him. We also have Jonathan Penton, the editor-in-chief of Unlikely Stories and the organizer for the larger event, 100,000 Poets for Change in Lafayette. We also have Alex Johnson, who I've had a privilege of working with now for the last 3 years for Project Sound. She's a spoken word artist, and she works beautifully with the teens in the area. And we also have an up-and-coming a poet named Alicia, and she's part of Team Poet. And we wanted to bring someone new and upcoming to show not only the seasoned writer or the organizer with more of a sociopolitical mindset or the spoken word artist. So we wanted to bring up and coming also. So we wanted to show a variety, but ours is a little bit different. We wanted it more of an intimate setting. So we would have open mic where the audience can give feedback through their own readings and their own thoughts about what's going on around the world.
Mm-hmm. And that does characterize your readings. Again, you always offer that opportunity for people.
It really fits in perfectly mm-hmm. with what we do, what we've been doing for years at Casa Azul, which is sponsored by the Festival of Words. That's a 501c nonprofit that backs up these events. But it really fits in perfectly, because when I try to describe the events to people, I say we have everybody from published authors to high school students who come and read. And I like the idea that it's a democratic situation, and the idea is that the power of voices is and the power of creativity is for everyone. And so we both wanted to make sure that there was plenty of open mic time too. So mm-hmm. if you're not on that list, I hope you'll come over and that you'll read and you'll share your words, because and our audience is a really friendly audience, a really warm and receptive audience. You really couldn't be in front of a better group. And so if you haven't read before in public, this is a really good place to begin.
Mm-hmm. Well, now there's also a very specific theme. We mentioned earlier that it's the 100,000 Poets for Change. And so your theme is social justice.
Yes.
For Thursday evening. Are these people writing special poems or pieces for the evening? Or
some of the poets already have poems mm-hmm. that they've done. I know that Alex Johnson does one concerning bullying. And mm-hmm. that's because we deal with a lot of teens that deal with that issue, mm-hmm. not only in school, but at home and on the street. So these are their own works, and some of them may be new. So I think it's going to be a surprise on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously a lot of issues in social justice
yes.
People can treat. So it'll be quite an interesting evening. Now, it is free, but you do mention on your press release that it's a fundraiser for the Festival of Words.
It is a fundraiser mm-hmm. for the Festival of Words. Please come at all, you know, no matter what. But if you can spare some change, if you can give us a donation, we'd really appreciate it, because we have another festival coming up in the fall, November the 8th through the 10th, called the Festival of Words.
We bring in writers from all over the place for that.
Exactly.
And lots of people from the area read. It's, again, one that's gaining quite a name for itself. So that will be later on, and hopefully we'll have you back to talk about that larger Festival of Words.
That would be really wonderful. And by the way, Rosalyn is on the board of directors for the Festival of Words, so she's very involved. She organized our community stage last year, and that was one of the most effective and important aspects of the festival, where everybody is invited, all ages, all backgrounds, is invited to participate. And so I knew she was perfect for this event tomorrow, which is Thursday evening.
We're all going to be a little off this week because of Labor Day. But it's Tuesday today, so Thursday evening in Grand Coteau. Well, Rosalyn, how did you get involved writing?
I've been writing since I was a child, and my mom would always laugh because no matter what my plan was, writer was always tagged onto it, whether it was archaeologist and writer or historian and writer. I found myself drawn to, I've always worked with kids. I've worked with kids since I was a child. I've always worked with books since I was the age of 14. And so I found myself wanting to do more and interact more with the community. So I came up with Project Sound, and it was the oddest meeting in the world. Someone told me about Patrice, and they were like, I want you to meet her. And so Jessica, another friend of mine who works with me in Project Sound, brought me to her, and we just started talking, and she was like, you will work with me. I was like, okay. But I've loved working with her ever since, and she has taught me quite a bit and taught me a lot. And one of the greatest things she taught me is a kind spirit and an open heart to the community, especially when given these opportunities to the people. And of course, her sense of commitment and loyalty to the community of Grand Coteau and St. Landry as a whole is something to see.
A real receptiveness and respectfulness about all kinds of creativity in St. Landry Parish. I know a lot of people feel that way about the reading series and about the efforts you all have made.
Oh, shucks.
Well, you know, and people have heard you say Project Sound a few times since you've been talking. Describe what that is.
Sure. Project Sound is actually an acronym. Sound is when you speak from your heart, open your mind, unveil your senses. There is no limit in defining your voice. And we want them to remember every time they get up on that stage and they step up to that mic, the sound of their voice, it carries. And in that moment is when you do all those things, when you open your heart and you unveil your senses, and there is no limit in defining your voice. And I tell my students this every time we get up in front of them, that defining your voice isn't one moment. It's a lifelong goal. Mm-hmm. I can look back at my writings from when I was younger and I kind of cringe a little bit, but then I laugh and I see the change. And that's what I tell them. As a writer, it's a lifelong commitment. Your voice, there are some things that stay the same, but there are many things that change. Your outlook, your experience, your growth in your writing, it's a phenomenal thing. So we try to let them know that. So we try to put all of that meaning in that one acronym. Mm.
And it sounds like public performance is very much a part of what you're trying to instill in the students.
We find it to be the best tool to teach poetic form to young adults is spoken word. Especially when we connect it to things such as hip hop, which has such a long history and relationship with spoken word. Of course, when Gil Heron passed away, that was a prime example. We saw so many artists and musicians step out and pay their respect to him. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do with the young adults. They see this and they say, oh, that's poetic form. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to attach to it a lot easier. And with multimedia art, we have a great videography and artist, Jessalyn Newton, and she shows them how to do different art projects, and she does their videos, and we have a YouTube channel, Project Sound Off. So she does all these things to show them how to promote themselves and how to get the word out there.
And really, it seems like you're kind of bringing it back to its original form. I mean, literature was so oral, and people were always sharing it in public with each other. And at some point, I guess that's what I meant earlier, is that it's people think of literature as a private thing, where you write it privately, you publish it, and you read it on a page rather than sharing it in public. Right. Where it seems like you're really bringing that original form back to it.
And I think it's really reflective of the culture in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. That is very much based in oral tradition. Mm-hmm. Music, everything in this area, especially in the Delta area, was founded and is the foundation is oral tradition, mm-hmm. whether it's blues, whether it's jazz, whether it's music, gospel writings, storytelling, even the language with the fact that Cajun and Creole French has had such a stronghold still because of oral tradition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and again, thanks so much to people like Patrice who are offering venues for these performances and places where we can go and share and listen to the creativity of people from here.
Oh, yes.
Whether it's a student or Daryl Bork.
Yeah, we really are lucky. We have a talented population, I would say, and what you said about story and oral history and sharing, that's very much a natural part of the culture, storytelling. And I'm so glad Roz is doing a lot of her work in St. Landry Parish, because I feel like we're just very fortunate. She's also working at the Thensted Center. She worked there this summer, and now she's working there now as what is your role? Your director?
We're directing the tutoring program now. Yeah. So yeah,
but she's inserting quite a lot of creativity and writing into that program, and I think it's important and. She's an important force, and so I hope there's a number of people in our area who are important forces, and so I think we can make a change over time if we keep pushing.
Absolutely. We're talking about 100,000 Poets for Change, which started last year. We had a great event in Lafayette. It will happen again. You mentioned Jonathan Pinton, who organized that in Lafayette last year. He will be doing that again this year. But St. Landry Parish is joining in with an event this Thursday, September 6th. Open to everyone, no fee to get in. And, of course, there's an open mic session afterwards where people can bring their own.
Yeah. Is open mic, I think it's integrated. Is that correct? It's all evening long as open mic.
Oh, all right. So you're going to have the scheduled readers and then intersperse it with other people, too.
And come early to sign up for that open mic, and we'll get you your place.
Right. Okay. So you could read early and stay and listen to everyone else's performances. So, again, if you could mention the scheduled readers, Mazda.
Yes, the scheduled readers are Dara Bork, Alex Johnson, Jonathan Pinton, and Alicia Walker from Teen Poet.
Okay, a real diverse group of readers. Daryl, I know many of our listeners know him particularly because he has a program called From the Poet's Bookshelf every Thursday, which he started when he was Poet Laureate and has continued, thankfully, afterwards. And introducing us to so many interesting poets from Louisiana, associated with Louisiana, mm-hmm. as you say, so many very talented people here in our community. So do you have something that maybe you could perform? Do you have do you need your own script here? You do.
Thank you. But no, I don't have anything with me today.
Well, perhaps we'll have you back some other point when you have another performance that you'll be doing. But Roz Spencer is helping to organize this evening, which again will be at Patrice Melnick's venue in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul. And maybe tell people how to get there if they...
Casa Azul is at 232 Martin Luther King in Gran Coteau. And if you're coming from Lafayette, take exit 11 and follow the road towards Gran Coteau. The sign will give you directions. And it's right at the traffic light. When you're at the traffic light, you are right in front of Casa Azul Gifts.
Okay. And there's parking there available?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can just park there.
You can park on the side. You can park across the street. Mm-hmm. There's lots of parking.
And the event begins at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, it'll go to about 9 o'clock. We'll have some refreshments there, lemonade and things like that.
All right, great opportunity to be a part of that 100,000 Poets for Change. I have a feeling this year it's far bigger than that original 100,000
I don't know
poets.
How we're going to get all those poets in there. 100,000's really, I don't think we've had a crowd quite that size before. So come early.
That's right, come early. Use the multiplier effect and you'll be a part of that whole movement. Roslyn Spencer, Patrice Melnick involved in 100,000 Poets for Change. I believe there is a Facebook page for Unlikely Stories that you mentioned. Is there one particularly for 100,000 Poets as well?
There is one, and that's the official one. Okay. There's also of course, Festival Awards Facebook page.
All right. So you could like all of those and be updated on all the events happening. Yes. You did mention a YouTube site where you have some of your students.
Mm-hmm. We have a YouTube channel, and we also have a Facebook page for Project Sound.
So just search for Project Sound, St. Landry Parish, maybe, or...
Actually, Louisiana. For Facebook, just Project Sound, and Sound, of course, being an acronym. And so you'll be able to find us on Facebook, and it will connect you to our YouTube channel.
Okay. Can you see? You can see exactly what change literature makes in these students' lives, and hopefully in all of our lives as well. That's this Thursday in Grand Coteau, right on the main street, 7 o'clock, 100,000 Poets for Change, a wonderful collection of readers, and also an open mic. If you'd be interested, as Patrice said, stop in early and get yourself on the list.
The doors open at 6:30.
Okay. Well, thank you both, and I look forward to hearing more about what goes on in St. Landry Parish in the world of literature and performance poetry. And again, we'll talk more about the Festival of Words, which will be later on this fall.
Thank you so much, Judith.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.